च अवधार्य विरंचस्य निर्व्यलीकामृतं वचः प्रहस्य प्रेम गर्भेण तद् अपांगेन सगृहीत। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो निर्व्यलीक, अगेन दिस वर्ड कम्स, निर्व्यलीक। सो यू हैव टू आल्सो डू वन एक्सरसाइज ऑफ गेटिंग ऑल द वर्सेस इन भागवतम व्हिच हैव दिस वर्ड निर्व्यलीक। I think you just get it on folio immediately. Free from all sinful purposes. So you get the list and also make an analysis of in what context the word nirvyalika is used in all these different verses. Probably, if not everyone, just a few people can do that. The prayers of the demigods are free from all sinful purposes. So therefore, nirvyalika is usually used in the context of pure intent, devoid of malefied intent, devoid of dishonesty, devoid of selfishness. Nirvyalika basically means honest. Nirvyalika. Honesty, purity in intention, like that. So the demon Hiranyaksha became powerful by deriving a boon from Brahma, and then he created the disturbance because of sinful intentions. Okay, so therefore Prabhupada is mentioning the most critical difference between the demigods and demons is their intention of demigods is pure, whereas the intentions of the demons is impure. So demoniac tendency means to harm the very source from where you get benedictions. To harm someone who benefits you is demoniac. And to be grateful to one who benefits you is divine. So therefore, even when we are in the association of devotees, we should always remember all the benefits we have received from different devotees and different people and different, you know, circumstances. And we should express our gratitude. Our gratitude should be expressed within our mind, within our words, and with our actions. So therefore, Prabhupada mentions here that demons have lost all intelligence because they do not know what is their self-interest. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi vishnum durashayaye bahirarthamanina. Like that. So therefore, the purpose of the devotee's prayer is always pure, and the purpose of demon's prayer is always impure. Tatas sapatnam mukhatas charantam makuto bhayam jaganotpatya gadaya hana vasuramakshajah. So now the final showdown between the two will begin. Sahata tena gadaya vihata bhagavat karat विघूर्णितापत्रेजे तत् अद्भुतम् इवाभवत्। The maze was blazing wonderfully. It was like a missile. Sattada labdha tirthopi na bababdhe nirayudham manayan samridhe dharmam vikshvaksenam paro prakopayan. Now the temperature is increasing. Gadayam apavidhayam hahakare vinirgate manayamasa taddharmam sunabham chasmarat vibhuhu. व्यग्रचक्रम दितिपुत्राधमेन स्वपार्षद मुखेन विषज्जमानम् चित्रावाचो अतद्विदां खेचराणां तत्र स्मासं स्वस्तिते मुं जहीति। Demigods are feeling fearful that Lord may lose the match. They are not fully aware of the power of the Lord, or maybe out of their natural vatsalya, they want the Lord to be protected. Satam nishamayatarathangamagrato vyavasthitam padmapalashalochanam विलोक्य चामर्ष परिप्लुतेन्द्रियो रुषास्वदन्तच्छदमादशत्वसन्। करालदंष्ट्रश्चक्षुर्भ्याम् संचक्षाणोदहन् इव अभिप्लुत्य स्वगदया हतोऽसीति आहनद् हरिम्। The demons are in illusion. They have still hope that they can destroy the Lord. Padasavyena tam sadho bhagavan yagyashukarah lilaya mishata sai satroho praharadvataram hasam. ఆహచాయుధం ఆధత్స్వ ఘటస్వ త్వం జిగీషసి ఇతి యుక్త సతదాభూయ తాడయన్ వ్యనదద్భృశం. So Lord is taunting him, chal beta vapas once more, next attempt, right? Tamsa apatatim vikshya bhagavan samavasthitah jagrahalilaya praptam garutman iva pannagim. Yeah, so now the Lord is moving for the kill. So now he is holding that mace. And now what the Lord does after catching? After catching, Lord is giving him the ball back. Ball again. Do it again. Swapaurushe pratihate hatam mano mahasuraha నైచద్గదాం దీయమానాం హరిణా విగత ప్రభో. He was totally ashamed, you know. He has thrown the highest he has thrown, highest level of power, whatever he has thrown, and Lord catches, he'll take it again. So it's very insulting for Hiranya. He never experienced this kind of, you know, effortless counteraction by anyone. Jagrahatri shikham shulam jwala jwalana lolupam yagyayadrita rupaya vipraya bhirachan yatha. After the mace, he took a trident. He didn't want to use now. The demons can never accept Mahaprasad. They will not accept what the Lord gives. He will always try to use his own brain. Tad ojasa daitya mahabhrata pratam chakasa dantaka udirna didhidi చక్రేణ చిచ్చేద నిషాత నేమినా హరిర్యథా తార్క్ష పతత్రముజ్జితం. So Prabhupada suddenly in this particular purport focuses on the analogy given in the whole translation. The analogy is that the Lord Sudarshan Chakra tore the Trishul to pieces, like Indra had cut off through his thunderbolt Vajra Garuda's wing. Okay, so then it is said Garuda, he snatched away nectar pot, you know, in order to liberate his mother Kadru. On learning this, Indra hurled thunderbolt against Garuda. With a view to respect the infallibility of Indra's weapon, Garuda, though invincible, dropped one of his wings, which was shattered to pieces by the thunderbolt. So Prabhupada says the main point: the inhabitants of higher planets are so sensitive that even in the process of fighting, they observe rules and regulations of gentleness. Have you ever heard of gentlemanly fighting? The whole process of fighting appears to be ruthless annihilation of each other. But if someone is, you know, having the proper shishtachar, the proper, you know, behavior, then even in fighting he can demonstrate. Whereas even someone is not well behaved and is not refined, then even in the most refined act of exchanging love and affection between devotees, he will be very unrefined. So therefore, here Garuda is glorified as being so refined and so sensitive that he wanted to actually respect the benedictions given to Indra's thunderbolt weapon. And so he did that accordingly. So Garuda wanted to show respect for Indra. And because Indra's weapon must destroy something, he offered his wing. Right? Therefore, the divine take pleasure in submission and subordination. The demoniac take pleasure in rebellion and defiance. So therefore, defiance is a characteristic of the demons. And one tries to establish one's superiority by defying. That's a demoniac quality. Whereas the divine quality is that even though there was a conflict going on, Garuda did not have any problem accepting the superiority of Indra. So therefore, if we are leading life as devotees and we are trying to develop divine consciousness, so one of the elements of divine consciousness is we have to start developing the culture of taking pleasure in others' superiority. So the demoniac society encourages the whole culture of establishing one's own superiority over others. So therefore, this is a very interesting point, that as the Sudarshan cut off the trident into pieces, just like Indra's Vajra cut off wing of Garuda. Vrikne swashule bahudhari nahare pratyetya visteernamuro vibhutima pravriddharoshasa kathora mushtina nadan prahrityantaradhayina asura. Now, after having lost all his weapons, you know, he first began with, you know, intercontinental ballistic missiles that failed. Then he tried some other, you know, shooting of arrows, tridents that failed. Then now he's come down to boxing after everything failed. He's come down to street fight, right? From a sophisticated military combat, he has come down to street fight because of desperation. So Prabhupada mentions about Srivatsa. Srivatsa is the white hair which represents Lakshmi on the chest of the Lord. Tene tammahatakshattar bhagavan adisukara na kampata manakvapi srajahata ivadvipah. described how the Lord felt when he hit him with his fist. So Lord felt someone throw rose or something. You know, so gentle. So therefore, Prabhupada mentions that actually the Lord also remembers Hiranyaksha as one of his associates. Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu were Jai Vijay. So the Lord also remembers, okay, my devotee only is in some different leela doing this, like that. Father takes pleasure in having a mock fight. Similarly, Lord felt Hiranyaksha striking to be like flowers. Lord desired to fight to enjoy his transcendental bliss. Therefore, he enjoyed the attack. Yeah, because he was thinking, "Hey, why this Jai Vijay always standing in a boring fashion outside? No reciprocation. Their gada is there, but always kept down. Because Vaikuntha has no danger. How can Vaikuntha have any danger? So, the Dwarpal at Vaikuntha means eternally unemployed. They are just standing. So they are also bored. Lord is also bored. So both decide, let's create some drama. Where at least there is some fighting. So then this whole thing is part of that pastime.
Atho rudhasrajan mayam yoga mayeshvare harau yam yam vilokya prajastrasta me niresyopamayanam.
So therefore, Prabhupada mentions, this is the power of Lord, that just a small pastime he is having of fighting with a demon appeared to be so severe that the whole universe appeared to be about to be finished in pralaya. That is the power of Lord's fighting. Like that.
Prabho Vurvayavas Chandas Tama Pam Savamairayan Dikbhyo Nipetur Gravana Kshepanair Prahita Iva.
As if thrown by machine guns. Kshepane is machine guns. So no one should feel proud that we have invented machine guns now. They were always existing of a different type.
Dyaur nashta bhagava braughaihi sabidyut stanayatnubhi varshadbhi puja keshagrit Vinmutrasthini chasakrit.
So now this guy started magic show after everything else failed. Yeah, Indrajal, PC Sarkar. So Hiranyaksha started all these kinds of magic tricks.
Giraya pratyadrishyanta nanayudhamucho nagha digvasano yatadhunya shulinyo muktamurdhajaha.
Now he began film show also. Right? Naked demonesses, they also appeared on the stage.
Bahubhir yaksha rakshobhi
पत्यश्वरथ कुञ्जरैः आततायिभिर् उत्सृष्टा हिंस्रा वाचो अतिवासस। So Hiranyaksha started calling other troops. Yakshas, Rakshasis, everyone joined his army. But for Lord, only one thing is sufficient. Sudarshan. Pradushkratanam mayanam asurinam vinashayat Sudarshanastram bhagavan prayungta dayitam shtripat. So Prabhupada mentions that various yogis, demons and all can display various magic tricks. But in presence of Sudarshan, all such jugglery is dispersed. And then Prabhupada discusses the conversation between Durvasa and Ambarish. Right? So in that matter, Ambarish Maharaj, he just folded his hands and depended on Lord. And Sudarshan appeared and chased Durvasa Muni all over the universe. And then finally he had to surrender. So Tripad means Durvasa was afraid and fled to planets for personal protection. So Sudarshan means that which gives auspicious darshan. So what Sudarshan did, when Sudarshan chased Durvasa, and Durvasa was chased heavily, he was completely bewildered and he fell down at the feet of Lord Narayan and started begging from him, please save me, please protect me. So initially Durvasa Muni, with his naked form, Durvasa means one who is dressed poorly. Durvasa, who is dressed poorly. Why he is called like that? Because he doesn't wear any dress. He is naked. But if you call him naked sadhu, he will become very angry and curse you. So you tell him, you are not dressed well. Sir, you are not dressed very well. So, okay. That's fine. Durvasa. It's a euphemistic way of saying that you are naked. So, if you see externally, Ambarish appears to be a materialistic sense gratifier with all kinds of materialistic opulence, with women, with family, with children, with a big palace, with control. All the trappings of material life are with him. Whereas if you look at Durvasa, completely detached, completely renounced, not even clothes he's wearing. So who is more detached? Ambarish or Durvasa? So at first glance it appears Durvasa. When you look, darshan, the external darshan makes you feel Ambarish is actually attached person. He is fallen. Durvasa is elevated. So that's darshan. But when there is sudarshan, sudarshan means the real vision is given. And then when Sudarshan chases Ambarish, he flies across the whole universe, falls at the feet of Lord Narayan and begs for forgiveness. So Sudarshan reveals who is really elevated. The real vision is given, that Ambarish is actually elevated. Don't go by his external looks. Don't go by his external trappings of materialism. Don't go by the fact that he is having money and wife and children and as the king. No. Therefore, Sudarshan means to reveal things as they are. That's the meaning of Sudarshan. To reveal things as they are. So therefore, when you look at first glance, it appears something, but when you go deeper, then something else is revealed. Like a glass of water appears clean, but you look under a microscope or put through a test, bacteria is revealed, E. coli is revealed, when you go deeper. So that's the meaning of Sudarshan, that which has the potency to reveal something deeper and reveal the reality. So therefore, externally, the material world appears enjoyable. The sense objects appear attractive. A beautiful woman appears very enjoyable. Money appears to be enchanting. Position appears to be what should be one's ambition in life. But then, you look at all these things wearing the glasses of Srimad Bhagavatam, and what Bhagavatam says about all these things. Quote some shlokas from Bhagavatam which reveal the real nature of this world. Sukhaya karmani karoti loko. Age. Yaratra yuktam bhagavan. So people do work for happiness, but they get distress. Okay, what else? Soham ranam chulla sukhaya dukham mahadgatanam viramaya tasya pravartaye bhagavatam purana. Yadaha sakshat bhagavan shibhya. Soham ranam chulla sukhaya dukham. Thoda sukh ke liye prayas karte hain. Kashti kashti paate hain. Anything else? Atma jaya suta agara. Pashud dravina bandushu. Rajya cha avikale nityam virudham. Mamatam jaho. So all causes of attachment, very difficult to give up. Anything else? Klishyanti antarito jana yascha mudhatamo loke yascha buddheh paramgata tau ubhau sukhame dhete. Klishyanti antarito jana. Paramahamsas are happy. Materialists are also happy. But who's in distress? Hare Krishnas. Anything else? Tasseva heto prayate to kovido. Nalabhyate yat brahmatam uparyadha. People are always aspiring. But what one should aspire for? That which is not available anywhere in these 14 worlds. So therefore, when you see from the vision of Bhagavatam, the whole perspective change. What appears attractive to people in this world appears to be very dangerous. And yesterday I spoke about the money also. Right? That nahi anyo jushito joshyam buddhi brahmsho rajoguna stri madat abhijatyadair yatra stri dyutamasava. That all of these activities actually create distress. One becomes attached to all of these activities, but they create a lot of distress. Right? And what is that? Deha deva sangitam apyante krimi vit bhasma sangitam. So we may say, oh, he is Devata. Deva Sangitam. Even if somebody has the Sangya or a denomination or designation of Devata, Krimi Vit Bhasma Sangitam. Ultimately, he will go through three things. After death, it will become either worm in stool, Krimi Vit Bhasma, and ashes, Krimi Vit Bhasma Sangitam. It will become like that. So you may think, oh, what a great, powerful person, what a attractive person, what a powerful man. But finally, what will happen to that? When the ashes are there, you don't say, Are Pradhan Mantri hai ye. Ye kya hai? Bhasma hai. That is the final designation of everyone in the material world. Krimi Vit Bhasma Sangitam. So one is never enchanted or impressed by big designations of anyone in this world when you look at it from Bhagavatam's point of view. So that is Sudarshan. Therefore, for devotees, Srimad Bhagavatam is the Sudarshan Chakra. It cuts through our misconceptions and illusions of what is right and what is wrong, what is good, what is bad, what is elevated, what is degraded. Bhagavatam puts everything into perspective. So therefore it is the Sudarshan. So that is what is described here.
Tadadite samabhavat sahasa hridive pathu smarantya bharto radesham stanachasak prasusravi.
So there is a science of omens. They say apshakun, that when something inauspicious is going to happen, we experience some effects on the physical plane. So Diti remembered what husband had said. And the husband had said that your son, although demons, they would have the fortune of being killed by the Supreme Lord. Like that. And a breast flowed blood instead of milk. So therefore, in case of the demon's mother, the blood could not transform milk, it came as blood only. So therefore, to drink milk is auspicious, drink blood is inauspicious. In cow's milk also it is same. So drink cow's milk is auspicious, to eat cow's flesh is inauspicious. So therefore Prabhupada takes advantage of this. So therefore nowadays we have gone one step ahead. Even to drink milk of cow which is not going to be protected is inauspicious. So our concept of ahimsa has gone beyond just drinking milk. But to drink milk from cows which will remain protected till the end of life, that is then the ahimsa milk. So therefore it is demoniac to indulge in activities connected to bloodshed. To eat products of bloodshed is demoniac. Vinashtasu swamayasu bhujascha vrajya keshavam rushopaguha manomum dadrajevasthitam bahi. So everything he has tried. He has tried, you know, missile attacks, trident attacks, boxing, magic show, Bollywood dance. And now he's trying some wrestling. By embracing the Lord, he wants to crush. But as he moves his hands, he finds Lord is outside the arms. He doesn't realize the greatest magician is Lord. He's totally bewildered. Okay, so Lord is called as Keshava. Keshava means? Yeah, Keshi, killer of Keshi demon. Keshava also means one with beautiful hair. Keshava also means Ka. And Ka means Brahma. And what is that? Shiva. So one who is the controller of Brahma and Shiva. Keshava. Right? Nimittani cha pashyani viparitani Keshava. Which is this Bhagavad Gita shloka? Which chapter? Which chapter? Batao. Huh? First chapter. Kya hai matlab? Huh? No. I am seeing only causes of misfortune. Viparitani. If I work, I am only going to get opposite result. Keshava. So Arjuna is telling Krishna, I am not in a mood to fight, because even if I fight, the result of the fight will be contrary to what I want. It is against my desire. So therefore my desire is not to fight. And therefore I request you, my authority, to withdraw your order. And probably you need better engagement. And so he is telling, you are Keshava. Kesha vinyasa karoti iti Keshava. Krishna, who combs the hair of Radharani in the braids, in the groves of Vrindavan. So Arjuna is telling Krishna that why don't you go back to Vrindavan and, you know, engage in more romantic activities than these ghastly activities here. Kesha vinyasa karoti. You can engage in some nice peaceful activities, braid the hairs of Radharani, Banbihari. Radha Banbihari is the place in Govardhan temple where Radharani's hair is braided by Krishna. That is the place in the Parikrama Marg, Radha Banbihari Mandir. So that is the Kesha Nyasa Leela. So Krishna is being told by Arjuna, why don't you do this? So when the subordinate is not willing to listen to some service, he will give suggestion to the authority. Aap thoda ghoomke kyun nahi aate? Thak gaye hain aap. Do mahine ek tour mar ke aayi. Mujhe bhi akela chhodi. So that was whole Arjuna's suggestion to Krishna. Keshava, Keshava. You have forgotten? You are Keshava. You have forgotten Radharani's hair? Huh? Why you are forcing me to pluck out the hair of all these Kauravas? So therefore, Keshava has all these meanings. Bhuyascha vrajya Keshavam. So therefore, many such meanings are there. Okay, so another beautiful point is that demons' attempts to measure Lord will always fail. So Hiranyaksha thought, okay, Lord will come under my embrace. I can measure the Lord. I can control the Lord. But the Lord can never be controlled. He cannot actually be controlled in any way, shape or form. Therefore, the demoniac mentality is to measure the Lord with their limited senses in intelligence. Therefore, Lord is known as Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja. So therefore, no one can capture the Lord or bring him under control. Like that. So therefore, Prabhupada says, the Lord can take the form of Virat Rup and Lord can take the form of a small deity. But demon can never understand this because he is trying to calculate with his own intelligence. Like that. Prabhupada was giving a talk and suddenly one lady got up in the middle and said, Swamiji, can you see God? Prabhupada said, no, you are standing in the way. Because deity was behind. So Prabhupada said, sit. If you sit down, I can see God. So demons cannot accept the deity form. But devotees can fully appreciate the deities and understand what they are. So the immeasurable Lord cannot be measured by the demon's attempts. Just like I think recently on Stephen Hawking, they have made a whole movie. He himself is an atheist and he is spreading atheism. So these are modern day Hiranyakshas, right, who get Nobel Prizes also. And they are trying to prove that Lord doesn't exist and everything comes from some energy and bang and this and that. So the modern day propaganda is the attempts of the demons to spread the message of atheism. And therefore Prabhupada tried to establish Bhaktivedanta Institute to counteract science with science. Right? Prabhupada therefore established BI and he told Bhakti Sarup Damodar Maharaj to make a presentation in Mumbai, Pandal. He gave a presentation on complete atoms, molecules, this, that. All devotees are bewildered. After the lecture they told Prabhupada, you couldn't understand anything. Prabhupada said, outside people also can never understand anything what scientists say. So therefore when they hear us speak in the same language, which they can't understand, they are impressed. They feel something is great. Why? I couldn't understand. So Prabhupada pushed a lot of energy in establishing BI, Bhaktivedanta Institute. But unfortunately, the next generation, there don't seem to be many active people in BI. But that was one of Prabhupada's closest passions, to counteract the influence of science by establishing the science within Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada gave a standing order, BI should be perpetually funded by BBT. As long as BI remains, and as long as BBT remains, whatever BI wants, they can take from BBT. The profits of the books. So that was the kind of passion Srila Prabhupada had to establish the scientific preaching. Right? So therefore, the devotees, when they actually understand what is what, they can display these kind of things. You know, in Calcutta they used to organize Science and Religion Congress. They still do that in Science City Auditorium. Yeah, but they had used to have big ones. 97 I attended on occasion of centennial. International Congress. International Conference for Science, Synthesis of Science and Religion. So many scientists came, big scientists. One Indian scientist, he was speaking, I heard. He said, I am descendant of Advaita Acharya. I am from Shantipur. But I will establish presence of Panchatattva through quantum mechanics. Not through Mahamantra. So he was a scientist. And you know, the prasadam used to be so opulent, practically whole room was full of prasad for scientists. In any ISKCON program, the most opulent prasadam serving I have seen is for this science congress. That was the only place where all theories would merge. And post-lunch session was so tough because anyway you can't figure out what's going on, and then they dim the lights also in the Science City auditorium. And the scientist is shouting and screaming and explaining things, and you know. So Maharaj met me after one session and he said, "Hey, you must be understanding something here." He said, "Yes, Maharaj, I am understanding, but I am sleeping now and then." Maharaj said, "But I am waking up now and then." So it's so intense. But Prabhupada wanted the scientists of ISKCON to establish, you know, the pure theories of Srimad Bhagavatam through science. So here we can see that the atheists can never capture the Lord by material power. Tam mushtibir vinagnantam vajrasare radhokshaja karena karana muhulehan yatha tvashtram marutpatihi. कान के नीचे सो यू कैन सी दैट दिस गाय स्टिल हैज होप सो ही इज ट्राइंग टू हिट द लॉर्ड विथ हिज फिस्ट सो नाउ द लॉर्ड डिसाइड्स आई हैव गिवन इनफ सब्जेक्ट मैटर फॉर द कथाकार सो लेट आई हैव टू मूव ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट कथा नाउ सो लॉर्ड गेव वन अंडर हिज ईयर slapped him in the root of the ear. Straight. Okay. So what happened when he hit him? Sa ahato vishvajita yavagyaya paribhramad gatra udastha lochana vishirna bahu angre shiroruho patat यथा नगेंद्रो लुलितो नभस्वता. So Prabhupada says it doesn't take long for the Lord to kill anyone, but some drama has to happen. Without the drama, then where the fun will be? So then the Lord, through his inconceivable power, he was killed by the Lord when the Lord desired, simply by one slap. So now you may wonder, hey, why he didn't give the slap before? Because Lord wants this pastime to be memorable. It's only once in a while that Jay and Vijay come down for a fight. Right? So he wants the whole thing to happen for some time. Kshitau shayanam tamakuntha varchasam karala damstram paridashta chaddachadam आजादयो वीक्ष शशं सुरागता अहो इमं को नु लभेत संस्थितिम्. So Brahma is saying, "Are kya divya mrityu hai? What a blessed death is this." So body luster was unfaded because Lord was touching his
body. So another example in 10th canto where some aroma came. Yeah, after Putana was killed and she was burnt, then from that Saugandhya, a very beautiful, very nice fragrance came out. So when the Lord touches, when the spirit touches, automatically there is a transformation. Like that. So the demon's soul had departed, but the supreme spirit touched the body, and therefore the bodily luster did not fade. So Prabhupada says, what exactly is the parameter of fortune? Again, Bhagavatam is Sudarshan. Sudarshan means it helps you reveal things as they are. So in the materialistic world, anyone will say, oh, death is unfortunate. Death, oh, bad news. Somebody died, very bad. But Brahmaji is saying, oh, Hiranyaksha died, very good. Why? He saw the Lord at the time of death. He was killed by the Lord, he was touched by the Lord. Right? Vayam dhanyatama loke guropi kshatra bandhava vayam pibamo muhustatta punyam krishna kathamritam. Parikshit is saying, we are the most fortunate. So he describes three kinds of people: fortunate, more fortunate, and most fortunate. And this is spoken by Parikshit, who is going to die 3 days from then. If somebody is going to die in 3 days and he says, I am most fortunate, is he normal or abnormal? Is he not crazy? So from materialistic vision, it appears to be a crazy utterance. I am most fortunate. Are? Marne wala hai tu. But why? So therefore Sudarshan, Bhagavatam reveals what really is of importance. What is of significance in life? What is the paradigm which is considered fortunate? That has to be understood from Bhagavatam's point of view, not the society's point of view. What social norms have been dictating us for ages should be abandoned. And we have to renew those with the paradigm of the Bhagavatam. And that is what is called Shraddha or faith. So when we hear and chant and study in the association of devotees, it is erasing all of our previous conceptions of good, great, wonderful, success with what actually is the reality. So he says, Vayam dhanyatama loke guropi. Number one, if anyone gets a guru in life, he is fortunate. When one gets a direction from somebody on spiritual life, that is fortune. Number two, if somebody gets to hear from that guru, he is considered more fortunate. And number three, if one gets to hear repeatedly from that guru, he is most fortunate. So the opportunity to hear repeatedly Harikatha in the association of devotees is a symptom of the most fortunate soul in the entire creation. But the society will glorify Warren Buffet and Bill Gates to be most fortunate. And those who are idiots will believe it. But those who are really having the fortune of Sudarshan, the proper perspectives revealed by Bhagavatam, they will understand, oh, I am getting a chance to hear Bhagavatam repeatedly in association of devotees, in ISKCON temple. I am the most fortunate. Even though I may get khichdi, who is most fortunate? One who gets to hear Bhagavatam repeatedly. So any ISKCON temple you sit, you can't miss class. Right? Even if you decide not to attend class, still, you know, you'll be passing around, going here and there, hear something. You can't avoid. So by default, if one gets an opportunity to be with ISKCON devotees and hear repeatedly, that is most fortunate. Do we have that faith? Are we convinced about that? So the whole process of sadhana bhakti is to increase and enhance that conviction. And not to think that Parikshit Maharaj, because he has no choice, so he's saying, I am most fortunate. Santwana de rahe apne aap ko. Koi chara hi nahi unke paas, to kya kare? So therefore, this is the most important point which has been described here, that Brahmaji and other demigods, anyone who sees Lord when he quits is certainly very fortunate, and therefore personalities like Brahma and others eulogize the death of the demon. Tathaiva chanye ya ahave netrai pibanto partastraputa padam apurasya. Being purified by Krishna's darshan and Arjuna's arrow, they attained the spiritual world. So therefore, to die in society is considered to be a symptom of misfortune. Death is considered misfortune. But from the perspective of Bhagavatam, how you die determines your fortune. Seeing the Lord, hearing about the Lord, and then leaving the body is considered most fortunate. So therefore one should not be brainwashed by the society's paradigm of good and bad. So that's our greatest challenge, because we are so much deeply indoctrinated by the principles existing in Kali Yuga society that many years go simply in trying to replace those old paradigms with the real paradigms given in Bhagavatam. So therefore we should have full conviction that this paradigm is really powerful.
Yam yogino yoga samadhinaraho dhyayanti lingat asato mumukshaya tasyaisha daitya rishabha padahato mukham prapashyam stanumutsa sarjah.
So Brahmaji is glorifying that, oh, Hiranyaksha got the touch of Varahadev's lotus feet. So wonderful. Like that. Yam Brahma Varunendra Ruddha Marutas Tunvanti Divyaistavai Vede Sama Padakramopadanthai Gayantiyam Samaga Dhyana Vastitad Gatena Manasa Pashyantiyam Yogino Yasyantam Navidhusura Surgana Devaya Tasmai Namai. Lord is always merciful to his devotees, allowing them to meditate upon his lotus feet. That lotus feet touched Hiranyaksha's body. How fortunate. Okay, one beautiful point. Real yoga aims at ridding one of the material body. Yoga practice is not intended to keep the body fit and young. Such advertisement of so-called yoga not approved by any standard method. Right? So therefore, yoga means connecting with the Supreme Lord. So, that is the real essence of yogic practice.
So when one is able to think of the Lord time of that, one goes back home, back to God. Okay, Prabhupada says, the perfection of yoga practice can be attained by a demon if he is simply kicked by the Lord. What a statement. Hiranyaksh became the perfect yogi being kicked by the Lord. But devotee should not think, I can also do that then, no. May I kick you to provide you perfection? That's only the Lord's privilege. Etau tau parshadau asya shapadyatau asadgatim punak katipaya istanam prapatsyete ha janma bhi. So Brahma ji is giving purports ki ye to aapka hi aadmi tha, right? He appeared for some time and to perform certain things. Devah uchu namo namaste khila yagya tantave stitau grihita atmala sattva murtaye dishtya hatoyam jagatam arundutas Tvatpad bhaktya vayamisha nirvrata. Therefore, two things. Hog is considered to be in mode of ignorance, but here the Supreme Lord is appeared as the Supreme Personality of Varahadev. So he is in pure goodness, Vishuddha Sattvam. And all yagyas are meant for Yagyovai Vishnu, for pleasing the Lord. Therefore, if he was an ordinary hog, nobody would offer any sacrifice. But all sacrifices are being offered to him because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like that. So therefore, Prabhupada gives another definition of demigod. One who knows that all sacrifices are meant to please the Supreme Lord are called demigods, godly. That sacrifice is meant to please the Supreme Lord. So what does it mean? Sacrifice means any energy expended is meant for pleasing Supreme Lord. Right? So, anything we do through our mind, body and words, it is supposed to please the Supreme Lord. So therefore, if suppose I fast completely, but that fasting makes me so weak that I can't even serve the devotees. So suppose the devotees are not fasting. I am fasting on Ekadashi and I am feeling weak. I am supposed to serve. And I tell all the other devotees, you also fast. I don't have energy. You also forget eating. Right? So that sacrifice which I am doing of not eating, it is not helping to serve devotees. So that sacrifice is not pleasing to the Lord because it is not pleasing the devotees. So therefore it is whimsical, and such whimsical austerities are not to be accepted. So austerities must be performed, sacrifices must be performed for the pleasure of the Lord, not for the pleasure of our ego. Just because I like something. Therefore, the greatest sacrifice is the sacrifice of one's opinion. Sacrificing one's opinion is the greatest sacrifice.
and the hardest sacrifice. Throwing money is easy. Donating property is easy. But sacrificing one's opinion is the hardest thing in the whole creation. You may think, oh, it's not like that, I can do it. Try. When you are under test, then try. Then you will see how difficult it is. So therefore, here when you say sacrifice, all sacrifices are meant to please the Supreme Lord. So in the community of devotees, if the devotees come together to try to prove who is right and who is wrong, and each one is trying to establish that I am right, my way or the highway, then ultimately you can never reach a consensus. The discussion must be based on Shastra, must be based on Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So based on the principles of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, if the opinions are exchanged, and then even then, if one thing has to be established, then at least someone has to be willing to sacrifice their opinion. And without the sacrifice of that opinion, you will only have multiple opinions with no conclusion. So it's very important that in order to enhance cooperation and to resolve conflict, one must be willing to sacrifice one's opinion. And where it must be sacrificed? The sacrifice must be done at the altar of the superior's opinion. The superior devotees, the guru, the great Vaishnavas, when they express their desire, on the altar of those desires, our opinions should be sacrificed. That is the sum and substance of surrender. And that is the costliest sacrifice and the most difficult sacrifice. But that sacrifice is pleasing. Therefore, it is described here, all sacrifices performed in purified life are called Krishna consciousness. Okay. So this is a very important point. Maitreya Uvacha Evam Hiranyaksham Asahya Vikramam Sasadayatva Hariradi Sukaraha Jagamalokam Samakanditotsavam Samedibya Pushkara Vistaradibhi. So beautiful description of Vaikuntha is given. What is Vaikuntha? Akhanditotsavam. Here after one utsav, next day we sleep, recovering. Right? The lowest Mangalarti attendance is on day after festival. And everyone is confident, others will also be sleeping. Right? So spiritual world is where there is akhanditotsavam, uninterrupted festival. Only in spiritual body it is possible. Otherwise you do kirtan for 1 hour and people become tired after 1 hour of dancing. Even 1 hour is too much. 15-20 minutes of dancing and Harinam ki jai. All glories to all the assembled devotees. Just leave me alone now. Akhanditotsavam. You can't imagine. Uninterrupted festival. If there is uninterrupted Harinam, like you read the description in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat and Nityanand Prabhu along with his associates, jumping on top of tree, doing all kinds of things. Jagama lokam swam akhanditotsavam samidita pushkara vistara adibhi. So the Lord returned back. He became Adi Shukara, the original boar. So why the Lord should not be considered ordinary boar? Because Brahma and all demigods were praising him. Like that. Then Prabhupada also mentions that Akhanditotsava means unlimited pleasure. Whenever some function takes place to express happiness, it is called Utsava. Utsava, expression of complete happiness, is always present in Vaikuntha Lokas. Therefore, the temple is a place where there is Nityotsavam. Nityotsavam na titripur drishibhir pibantyo naryo narascha mudita kupitas nimescha. The beautiful darshan of Radha Krishna's form and their face is considered to be an eternal festival for the eyes. So in the temple you just go and have darshan of the deities, it is an utsav. Just having the darshan of the deities is an utsav. And 24/7 that darshan is available. So therefore it is nityotsavam. That was Vrindavan. Right? Nityotsavam nati tripur drishibhir pibantyo. And they could never have enough. The Vrajavasis could never have enough. They wanted more and more and more. Kutilakuntalam shri mukham chate jada udikshatam pakshmakriddisham atati yad bhavan ahnikananam trityugayate tvam apashyatam. They wanted to have more and more darshan of Krishna's face. Any amount of darshan of Krishna's face was not sufficient, because it was eternally a festival of expressing happiness. Like that. Maya yadhanuktam avadite hare kritavatarasya sumitra cheshtitam yada hiranyaksha udara vikramau mahamrude kridanabham nirakrata. Okay, so parampara, whatever I have spoken, I have heard from my previous masters. So any examples of shlokas you can think of where the speaker is establishing authenticity of his version because of hearing from previous. Tathapi kirtiyamanga yathamati yatha shrutam kirtim harer Swam Satakurtum Giram Anyabhida Asatim. Because I've heard from as much as I've heard from previous acharyas. Anything else? What? Heard from Ishwar Puri. And then every chapter, how does Kaviraj Goswami end? Huh? Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishnadas. What is the first line? Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishnadas. Right? And also many times he will quote Vrindavan Das Thakur. Chaitanya Lila Sutragan Karikichu Vivaran. So Chaitanya Lila Ratnasar, Mahaprabhu's pastimes is just like the jewels. Swarupera Bhandar Taha Thuila Raghunate Rakanthe Taha Kichu Yeshinilo Taha Yaha Vistarilo Bhaktagana Diluai Bhete. Mahaprabhu's pastimes are like jewels kept by Mahaprabhu with Swarup Damodar. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami deposit to Raghunath Das Goswami. Right? Chaitanila Ratnasar Swarupera Bhandar Teho Thuila Raghunate Rakanthe. He kept it in Raghunath Das Goswami's throat. And then Das Goswami spoke at Radhakund. Taha kichu ye shunilu. Whatever I heard, Kaviraj Goswami says, from Das Goswami. Taha iha vistarilu. That I am speaking here. Bhaktagana diluei bhete. I am giving that as a gift to the Vaishnava Samudaya. So therefore, all these great souls, they refer to their previous acharyas as a source of their knowledge. Ami vriddha jaratur likhite kapayakar manakichu smaranena hoy na dekhiye nayane na shuniye shravane tabu likhi e bada vismay. Whatever I am writing is astonishing because I can't see, I can't hear, I can't remember properly. So I can't remember properly, and you know, so much Chaitanya Charitamrita has written. If we remembered, what would have happened? They are giving all credit to their predecessor acharyas. Shuta uvacha iti kaushara vakhyatam ashrutya bhagavat katham kshattanandam param lebhe mahabhagavato dvija. So the main principle is one has to hear from the authoritative source. Authoritative source is the root cause of all transcendental pleasure. If you do not have the authoritative source to hear from or connect to, it is like, you know, the main power is gone. Everything is there. Vayu is not there. Because power cut. So any shlokas from first canto where the right source is described? Suta Suta Mahabhago Vadano Vadatam Vara Katham Bhagavatim Punyam Yadaha Bhagavan Shuka. Madipam Atitirshitam Tamovandam Samsarinam Karunayaha Purana Guhyam Tam Vyasa Surum Puyami Gurum Muninam. Anything else? Any other verses you can remember? Authoritative source. What makes Suta Goswami authoritative? What do the sages say? What is the first line? What are the qualities the sages ascribe to Suta Goswami? Akhyatani api adhitani dharma shastrani yanyata. Now what is the first one? What is the first line of this? The two lines are correct. What is the first line? First canto, which describes about the qualifications of Suta Goswami. There are three shlokas which describe the qualifications of Suta Goswami, all establishing Suta Goswami's authority. Tvaya khalu puranani setihasani chanagha akhyatani api adhitani dharma shastrani yanyuta yani veda vidam sreshto bhagavan badarayana anyecha munyasuta paravare vidho vidhu. And then third one is what? Vetatvam saumyatat sarvam tatpatastat anugraha bruyus nigdhasya shishyasya guravo guhyam apyuta. अरे विद्यापीठ में तुम है कि मैं हूं? भाई देवाशीष जी, ये नहीं था क्या आप लोगों का पढ़ाई में? दिस वॉज देयर राइट? सो दिस इज मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट. व्हाट इज सूत गोस्वामी क्वालिफिकेशंस? राइट, फर्स्ट क्वालिफिकेशन इज च अनघ. सब पुराणों का आपने पाठ किया लेकिन सिनलेस. एंड यू हैव हर्ड एंड स्पोकन आख्यातानि अपि अधीतानि धर्मशास्त्राणि. एंड देन यू हैव एस्टैब्लिश व्यासदेव फिलॉसफी डिफीटिंग ऑल अदर फिलॉसफीज. यानी वेद विदाम श्रेष्ठो भगवान बादरायण. एंड देन वेत्थत्वम सौम्य. यू आर जेंटल सबमिसिव. Even though you may have differed in opinion, still you accepted your superior's version. Saumya, you didn't argue and rebel aggressively with your superiors. That's your greatest qualification. That makes you qualified to speak Bhagavatam. The logicians and the arguers can never be empowered. Therefore, वेत्थत्वं सौम्य तत्सर्वं तत्वतस्तत् अनुग्रहात् ब्रूयुस्निग्धस्य शिष्यस्य. Because you are so gentle and you are affectionate, the great souls have deposited mercy in you, as they do when they see a humble, submissive, gentle, qualified soul. अन्येषां पुण्यश्लोकानां उद्दाम यशसां सतां उपश्रुत्य भवेन्मोद श्रीवत्साकित किं पुनः. यो गजेन्द्रं झषग्रस्तं ध्यायन्तं चरणाम्भुजम् अक्रोशन्तीनां करेणूनां कृच्छ्रदित मोच यद्रुतम् तम सुखाराध्यम रुजुभेर अनन्य शरणैन रुभेर कृतज्ञ गोनो सेवेता दुराराध्यम मसादुभि. यो वै हिरण्याक्ष वदाम महाद्भुतम् विक्रीडितम् कारण सूकरात्मना श्रृणोति गायत अनुमोदतेंजसा विमुच्यते ब्रह्म बदादपि द्विजा. ఏతన్ మహాపుణ్యమలం పవిత్రం ధన్యం యశస్యం పదమాయురాశిషం ప్రాణేంద్రియాణాం యుధిశౌర్యవర్ధనం నారాయణోంతే గతిరంగ శృణ్వతాం. Going to get all these things, merit, wealth, fame, longevity, all objects. On the field of battle, it promotes strength of one's vital organs, organs of action. One who listens to it at the last moment is transferred to the Supreme Lord, the Lord. Reward. So why these kind of benefits are given? Because devotees anyway don't care for it too much, but for outsiders, it is like a free gift offer. When they want to increase sales, then you offer discount sale, 10% discount. So when you announce discount, then new customers come. So all these last shlokas of the pastime is to attract new customers. Regular is anyway sitting, whether you get longevity, wealth or not, you are going to study Vidyapeeth. Right? So tomorrow morning you are not going to say, my organs don't appear so strong. This says that I will get organs, strong organs. It promotes the strength of one's vital organs and organs of action. Huh? Only on battlefield. So this kind of gifts attract new people, new customers. And there's example of the elephant is given because to show that bhakti can be performed even by animals. One can be totally unqualified and still approach the Supreme Lord. So thus ends the description of the battle between Lord Hiranyaksha, Lord Varadev and the demon Hiranyaksha. The pastime enacted by Lord to enjoy reciprocation with his own devotee Jay and Vijay in a different rasa in the material world. Jai Kantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Tai Go Premanandi.
Questions for tomorrow. Question number one. Write a brief note on the killing of Hiranyaksha by Lord Varahadev and lessons by Srila Prabhupada from the fight. and lessons by Srila Prabhupada from the fight. 20 marks. Repeat. Write a brief note on the killing of Hiranyaksha by Lord Varahadev and lessons by Srila Prabhupada from the fight. 20 marks. Question 2. How did Brahma and the demigods, and Maitreya praise Lord Varahadev's activities? How did Brahma, demigods and Maitreya praise Lord Varaha's activities? 10 marks. Third and final question. Give the flow from 3.19.34 to 38 along with salient points from Srila Prabhupada's purports. Quote verse 34 and 36. 20 marks. Flow from 34 to 38, quote 34 and 36. 20 marks. Tomorrow's class at the Yata Mati, Yata Shuto.